Though our celebration today is muted compared to last Friday night's or yesterday morning's, it's a very important day for me anyway. Today is the 45th anniversary of my first Mass. It was the day after my ordination, which of course was very wonderful. And I was very privileged to be able to celebrate my first Mass in the chapel of the Dorothean Sisters. And some of the sacristans that were there, and there were many nuns, because it was an academy, St. Dorothy's School. And one of them especially, that I remember with great charity, was Madre Acosta. And she was a companion of none other than Sister Lucy of Fatima, who was at first a Dorothean nun, and then became a cloistered Carmelite till her death recently. In the meantime, it was June the 15th in Rome. It was very hot and no air conditioning. So from the very beginning, it has been suffering and more suffering. And hopefully God will give me many more to come if it is His holy will. But today also, so today we celebrate as a result of that, the Mass of the Most Holy Trinity, which was the Mass of my ordination. But today also are commemorated three martyrs in particular. Now there's about 30 saints in the martyrology, but among them are St. Vitus, to whom we pray every day in our prayer against storms and tempests, St. Modestus and Crescentia. St. Vitus was a little boy from the east, from Sicily, it says here. I thought it was from the east. So I don't know, this missile has some mistakes sometimes. But what do you want? And Modestus and Crescentia were his tutors, because being from a noble family, the children had to be taught, at the very least, to read and write, and then they had to be taught Latin and Greek and whatever other languages were pertinent to them. And so St. Vitus was the pupil of St. Modestus and Crescentia. But in the account of the feast of today, he was their teacher, because they were apprehended and tortured horribly, and then finally they were burnt to death. So today we pray to St. Vitus, St. Modestus, and St. Crescentia. Now, St. Vitus, among other things, is a patron saint against epilepsy or seizures, and also of fire. And so we pray to him every day and to the others to protect our parish and our home, our rectory, from any disasters. And so we give thanks to God for these things and all the other saints who are celebrated today in the martyrology of the Church of Rome. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.